Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Whether you have seen many decades, or you have seen but a few days, for those who have been called by the Gospel, enlightened with the gifts of the Holy Spirit, and sanctified and kept in the true faith, your lives are ones lived under the cross. For starters, your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking you to devour. This enemy is ruthless. He gives no quarter. He shows no mercy. He moved the heart of King Herod to slaughter the infant boys of Bethlehem. He continues to move the hearts of so-called doctors and other medical personnel to slaughter children for profit on a daily basis. He ravages and destroys, tears down and kills. He would take pleasure in seeing any and every person here, from our oldest and wisest to our youngest and most innocent, torn away from this place and cast out into the outer darkness. Woe indeed to you who are pregnant and nursing. Such days where children are seen as parasites to be eradicated and burdens to be discarded are truly evil. But the cross that you bear is more than just the cracks and assaults of the devil. Every person who has been washed in this life-giving water rich in grace also bears the cross of chastisement and punishment for sin. Not one person here, from the oldest and wisest down to our youngest and most innocent, is free from the stain and guilt of sin. Yes, that includes even little Lydia, who bears the original sin passed on to her by her own father, who received it from his own father, and so on up the line. We all daily sin much and surely deserve nothing but punishment. Indeed, as such, your Heavenly Father does chasten you for your sin, correcting you where you have gone astray, and calling you back unto Himself. And oftentimes, you bear the crosses of your own making through your willful and obstinate disobedience. And while He never punishes you as you fully deserve, for indeed, the full cup of His wrath has already been drained by Jesus Christ upon His own cross, He still gives you both gentle as well as not so subtle reminders of the law that is written upon your heart and how you have gone astray from His word through your own false words and deeds. And ultimately, your final wage for sin will be paid as your body fails, your breath leaves you, and you return to the dust from whence you came. And that precisely why you are here this morning. Your God and Father loves you with all of His eternal and boundless heart, and He has sent His Holy Spirit and His holy angel to seek you out and to rescue you from the devil, the world, and even your own sinful nature. Your God and brother, according to the flesh, is so moved to compassion within His innermost being for you that He bore a cross unlike any that you will ever know, all so that you would never have to know the cross that He bore. He has given to you the perfect cure for the disease of sin that your earthly father passed down to you. And that cure starts not there in the font, but right here in His holy word. It is written, whoever calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. But how can you call on Him in whom you have not believed? How can you believe in Him whom you have not heard? How can you hear without a preacher? And how can they preach without being sent? Truly, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of Christ. That is why you are here. Prior to a few moments ago, all of you except one were baptized. So with the exception of Lydia, you did not come to be baptized this day. In a few moments, most of you will partake of the Holy Communion of heaven and earth. But not all of you. So for some of you, you did not come to eat. But all of you, both before this day, right here and right now in this holy place, have come to hear the word. And not just words that are printed on a page or words that are read off of a tablet, but the word, Christ Jesus himself, the author and perfecter of your faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising its shame, and is now seated at the right hand of the throne of God. You came to hear him, to see him, to be served by him, to be forgiven, healed, and made whole in him alone. And truly, by and in his word, he has done this for you. Before your confession was even on your lips, so that he already removed your sin away from you as far as the east is from the west. And by virtue of his merits alone, your loving Heavenly Father has come sprinting towards you to embrace you and to welcome you home. And so because you have been called, enlightened, sanctified, and forgiven by this gospel of Christ, so too have you, as Lydia's family and household, as her mother and father, her sisters, and even her sainted brother in heaven who still prays for her, as her grandparents, her uncle, her sponsors, her pastor, her friends and family of the household of faith, so too have you all now brought her to be baptized and joined into the fellowship of the church by and through the Holy Word of Christ. Your hearts and hers have been opened through the preaching of Christ and him crucified, the very gospel by which you are now clothed, not in purple, but in the white garment of Christ's own righteousness. And through this word that creates the faith in you, this absolution that forgives all of your sins, through this washing that drowns and kills your old Adam, through this feasting that strengthens and preserves you in one true faith, through all of this, you come to Christ Jesus weary and heavy laden, only to find that his yoke is easy and his burden is light. For while you live under the cross, so also you live in the light of the empty tomb. Yes, through your holy baptism, you have been crucified with Christ. You have been united with him in his death. But so also have you been united with him unto his resurrection. No matter the cross that you bear in this age, take they your life, goods, fame, child, and wife, though all of it be gone, your victory is won in the death and resurrection of Jesus. Just as he is now risen from the dead, so too shall you walk in newness of life. And it is his cross that now marks your forehead and your heart. It is his cross which is paid for your transgressions. And it is his resurrection that is now your resurrection. The same Holy Spirit who called you by the gospel will also on the last day raise you and all the dead. And because you have been made white in the blood of the Lamb, he will give eternal life to you and to all believers in Christ. This is the promise of God. This is the oath that he has sworn to you. This is the bountiful abundance of the Lord. Forgiveness of sins, rescue from death and the devil, and eternal salvation, just as his word and promises declare. He who has called you, from the oldest and wisest down to our youngest and most innocent, is faithful. He will surely do it. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.